Yo, it's the Redford Cowboy. All right, here's where it gets really, really, really exciting. One of the greatest, one of the best of all time. One of my absolute favorites. Number two, my favorite artist of all time is Tom Petty. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this is one of the warmest, fondest, happiest memories I have of music. And this would be my Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers greatest hits cassette. Came out in November of 1993. So we're moving along, and now I'm 14 years old. But something happened in the summer of 1993 when I would watch that thing called MTV, music television, where music videos ruled the world. And you were captivated and compelled by them, and there were probably many that you should not and could not watch, but you did nonetheless. One of them was a song called that I stumbled upon and saw that summer a million times a day, called Mary Jane's Last Dance. And wow, was I taken by this song. The riff on that song, the opening chords. I knew this song. When I watched the video and I heard the music, there was some language in it. I knew there was some imagery. I knew this song was dangerous. I knew there was something about it, man. It had a certain vibe to it that to this day I can still sense, but it was a powerful song, and I loved this song. I mean, I loved it. It was so great. And the music video is really strange. It's weird. It's Tom Petty and the actress Kim Basinger. And he's dancing around with her. He takes her away from the morgue. She's actually dead in the music video. And he spends an evening serenading and hanging out with her and dancing with her and having a meal with her till he, at the end of the night, goes down to the cliff to the ocean side and drops her body off into the waters below. And at the very end, the last second, she comes back to life. You see her eyes open. But anyways, it's a dark, weird, twisted video. I still don't know what to think of it. And just like I didn't know what to think of that song. But boy, did it grab me. And I was like, oh man. Turns out that this was a single for the Greatest Hits album that was coming out. This was my gateway, my entrance to Tom Petty. This particular song hooked me from day one. And I was 14. And the reason why Tom Petty is so significant to me is, you know, there's this theory that I have. 14 is the most formative, formulative years of when you're discovering music for the first time. And where we first get into music, our first usual introduction is an older sibling, a cousin, a neighbor who's a couple years older than you. And they tell you, hey, man, this is good music. This is what you gotta listen to. This band is the best. This band, Metallica. This band, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. What's the name of that band? I can't think of it right now. Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. There it is. This is the band you gotta listen to, or you gotta dig this song, man, by Pearl Jam. This is the greatest band, you know? So usually you have an older mentor, an older brother, an older person telling you to check this band out. Well, guess what? No one did it for me with Tom Petty. I found him myself, I discovered him myself, and I realized, and I told myself, this is good music. This is a band that I like. No, I found him, he's all mine, and he rules. So, here's what happened, here's a great story. I was so happy. I found out that his Greatest Hits was coming out, and it is a red kind of plaid background cover with a circle picture of the band at the mixing board, and it's kind of warped a little bit. It's a little psychedelic. It's a black and white photo, except all the faces of the band members, all five of their faces, are colored with a different color, you know, pink, orange, and blue, and green, and purple. And so it's got this almost like a 60s trippy, weird, slightly weird psychedelic vibe to it, you know? It's an iconic picture, iconic cover. And the album was coming out, so I convinced my mom at this time. I said, hey, Mom, can you take me up to the music store? And there was one at 7 in Middle Belt behind Livonia Mall, across the street from Livonia Mall. I can't remember the name of it, but I would go there from time to time, and I would flip through the CDs and the cassettes and the records, and I would just spend hours staring at the album covers. It was a happy place for me to go to. And so I went there, man, like release day, release week. My mom reluctantly, once again, took me up there. She knew I was going to purchase another secular, you know, record, an album from a band that she probably would disapprove of. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Greatest Hits. This is one of the most monumental, significant albums of my life, almost as high as the one that I'll share with you in a next episode that came out in summer of 95 that hit me. And that's the biggest find of my life. However, this is up there. This is like the number two slot of the greatest musical album that moved me and meant the world to me. And here's why. This thing is like 15, 16 songs deep. And I remember turning it on for the very first time, vivid memory, and the first song that blasted out of the speakers was American Girl, first song off their first album. And this song just exhilarated me. It adrenalized me as a 14-year-old. I didn't know what I was hearing. It blasted out, and it hit me so hard, and it's a sound of freedom and joy and discovery and wanting something more out of the world. This girl that believed that there's a little bit more life somewhere else, and at the edge, there's a great big world with lots of places to run to. And yeah, and if she had the thought, trying, there's one little promise she was going to keep, you know? Oh man, this song, so epic, so monumental to a 14-year-old kid, a teenager. And it was so great that I just thought, there can't be a better song than this. And the next song came on. It was Breakdown. And I thought, wow, this is a great song too. And then the third song came on, Listen to Her Heart. And I thought, wow, what the heck is this? This song is the best song I've ever heard. And then the next song came on, The Waiting. And I thought, wow, this is the best song I've ever heard. And then Don't Do Me Like That came on. And then a song called Refugee came on. And then a song called Here Comes My Girl, which is this joyous, happy song about Tom Petty seeing a girl, his girl, that's his girl. And like, I thought, wow, this song, what was I feeling? I couldn't even describe to you the elation, the joy, the discovery, the emotion I was feeling listening to these songs for the very first time. Every single song, it was the first time I'd ever heard those songs. Do you know how magical and special that is? You'll never get that back. You'll never have that again. That only happens one time in your life where an album is so significant and so memorable, and you hearing it for the first time. That only happens once, and it did for me with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits. And that's the memory I have so vivid, was every song that came on, I thought, that's the best song I've ever heard. And then the next one came on, and I thought, holy cow, how can that song be better than the previous song? And it just seemed to be the case. And I didn't even get into Learning to Fly. I didn't get into the Great Wide Open. I didn't get into I Won't Back Down. I didn't get into a song called, what's that one? Oh yeah, Free Fallin'. I didn't get into yet a song called Running Down a Dream. Holy cow, can there be this many great, amazing songs on one collection? I don't think there can be. Tom Petty is the singular soundtrack to my youth. I look back with such fondness, and I will say that that is the soundtrack to my youth. The most special, sacred, significant, meaningful, wonderful album that it's my like teenage soundtrack. When I think of my teenage years, I think of that album cover, and I think of that album. It was so, it's so wonderful. I can't even tell you, you know, how much, there's not enough words for me to explain how great it is. So that album was with me everywhere I went in my car on repeat for months and months and months and months and months on end, maybe a year straight, who knows. I played that sucker out. That was the first album that I can legitimately say I played it out. I wore it out. I listened to it over and over and over again. And it will always have a special place in my heart, maybe the number two spot in my heart for a special album that means the world to me. Only replaced by, you know, second only to a set of albums that take the first place. It's probably the most special albums of all time for me. And I can't wait to share that with you in an upcoming later episode. Peace out.